Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about the necessity of studying the Bible, meditating on what we studied, and applying it to our lives in order to grow in the Lord. Let's continue with that today.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroyed it they never can.
Now we find in verses 19 through 21, the gifts of God, they're good and perfect. And since they come to us through the Word of God, we need to see our responsibilities. And we need to see our responsibilities in the light of revealed truth, that is, the Word of God. Now, again, we look at verse 19. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. If men would govern their tongues, they would do well. They will even do better if they also will govern their passions." We must make the right steps to begin. A Christian needs to do right before the fact, not after the fact. Now, many times it is after the fact before we do right. But, oh, it's so much better if we'll do it before the fact. Now, to be slow to speak and slow to wrath, we must first be swift to hear. Be eager to avail yourself of every opportunity to increase your knowledge of the Word of God. That's why I think taking notes of this broadcast is very important. As you know, we go verse by verse through a book of the Bible, and so we give you much that can help you to grow. However, if you take notes but you don't review them later, then you're not going to grow as much as you could. You see, we can give you notes, but it's going to take the Holy Spirit working in your heart through His Word to help you grow as you should. The word wrath is important in this context. It is usually after the mouth has spouted off that wrath comes. And that's why we read, "For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." My friend, if you're known as a man or a woman of wrath, you cannot have a godly testimony. Wrath is anger as a state of mind. Wrath is an outburst of that state of mind with the purpose of revenge. In Romans 12:2, we're told not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, the renewing of your mind comes by the Word of God. The Word of God comes from the Father of lights. It comes down from above. It all comes from Him forever. Thy word is settled, O Lord, in heaven. And so the Word of God comes down to us from Him. He is the Father of lights, from whom all good and perfect gifts come. If we learn to meditate in His Word, that is, we're swift to hear, we think on it, then the mouth will not end up getting us in trouble. Our hearts will not be filled with wrath. Now notice the word in verse 19, "wherefore." Wherefore, my beloved brethren. The word "wherefore" appears 348 times in the Bible, as compared to "therefore," which appears 1,237 times. Now, there is a difference in those two words, although they're very much alike, there is a difference. The word wherefore is used when reasons have been given which explain a present situation. When you read this word, look back for some reasons. We could paraphrase it by saying it this way. Based on the things that have happened in the past, we are now where we are. Now, let me use an example from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 of this word, wherefore. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. They can be comforted now because they were distressed before. But now Paul has told them about their loved ones being with Jesus and how things are, and now they can be comforted. That is, comforted right now. Now, other people had given them a different story. And because of the other story they had been given about their loved ones who were in Christ, who had died, they did not have comfort. And so that's the idea of wherefore, that they have it now. The word therefore, when reasons have been given which will now be built upon, and it'll give us a reason for the direction to be taken in the future. For an example, because of what has happened before, that is, in the past, we are now headed there based on the things that have gone before. For example, in Genesis chapter 24, verse 65, it says, "For she had said unto the servant, What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, It is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself." Now she was heading there to be with Isaac. She covered her face with a veil because she was told before that the one she was asking about was Isaac, her husband-to-be. That was the one toward whom she was heading. So having before accepted the invitation to be his wife, she is now covering her face before she meets him. Now, let me just summarize this and try to put this in language you and I can understand. The word wherefore in the Bible takes reasons from the past and arrives to where you are right now. The word therefore takes reasons from the past and builds upon them for the future. In other words, it goes there. I think it'd be good for you to keep that in mind as you read through the Bible, the words wherefore and therefore. Wherefore looks at where you are now. Therefore looks at not only where you are now, but where you're headed. Both of them look back to the past to see the starting point. Now, go back to the context of this first chapter and see what it says about trials, rewards, and temptation. Then looking at the power of the Word of God and the gifts of God, then right now, be swift to hear. Right now, be slow to speak. Right now, be slow to wrath. That is the way the word wherefore is being used. And that is why the word wherefore is used. We should be that way now. We should be slow to speak, slow to wrath, and of course, first, being swift to hear. Verse 20 goes against the grain of the world's advice. It says, "For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." The world says, get it off your chest. Don't hold it in or you'll explode. But my friend, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. The worst thing to bring to a controversy in a church or a home is anger. Wrath is a fleshly thing, and it is in direct contrast and opposed to the righteousness of God. Now, you think about that the next time before you just had to get them told. I just had to give them a piece of my mind. Well, something better be careful about giving a piece of their mind. They don't really have a whole lot of mind left to give, okay? And so, be careful. God works out His will in our life when we are patient. not when we're angry. You go back in verses 2 through 4. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall to divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And so you see, God works out his will in our life when we're patient. But when we lose patience and we get angry, those things that tempt us to wrath or reaction, then, my friend, those are things that also show weaknesses in our spiritual character. An angry person is not fully rational. As a result, he will say and do things he would never do in a quiet and thoughtful moment. Now think about that. You'll say things that later you regret. Somebody says, well, look, Pastor, if I don't say it, I will explode. And really, is it good to hold it in? Well, it's not good to hold it in to dwell on it. If it's in there, don't let it explode out of your mouth, but rather begin to meditate in the Word of God. You see, that thing that's about to make you explode doesn't have to occupy your mind. Now you go at verse 21, and he gives you another wherefore. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Okay, so here we are. Wherefore, where we are right now, let us then lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, as well as receiving with meekness the engrafted word of God. So you don't eventually get there. You get there right now. Again, that's why he uses the word wherefore instead of therefore. Denying ourselves is one of the ways that we carry out verse 21. That means we deny ourselves the desires of the flesh and eyes that are born of pride and vanity from the world. Now, isn't it interesting today that you have different groups that are coming out and telling you, look, use the world's music. You know, if an area you go to likes country music, use country music in your church. If an area you go to uses rock music, use rock music in your church. If the area uses classical, use classical music in your church. Let the area determine that. And don't make your church building look like a church. That's threatening to people. Just buy a storefront. Make it look like something else other than a church. And then don't dress up in nice clothes as if you're going to worship God. Dress up casually. Don't get dressed up like you're going to a wedding. Don't get dressed up like you're going to a funeral. Don't get dressed up like you're going to a special event. No. Get dressed very casually and very sloppy if you want to. Act like you're getting ready to go play ball. Act like you're getting ready to clean house or whatever. Just dress that way, because we don't want in any way to be threatening to the world so that they will come and be part of us. Don't try to sound like a church. Don't try to look like a church. Well, my friend, we are out to win them, but we're to win them to Christ and from the world. Now, we're not out just to win them, to win their friendship or to win their membership in our church if there's no change. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.